Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Check out all the things you can do there at smallbusinessadvocate.com that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including my blog, including my knowledge base, articles, archives, Brain Trust members, subscribe to my newsletter, on and on. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Mark Coker is with us, folks. He's the founder of Smashwords, and that's smashwords.com, which is Mark, just go ahead and tell us what Smashwords is.
Well, Smashwords is an ebook publishing and distribution platform. So what I mean by that is we make it really easy for any author anywhere in the world to instantly publish their book online as an ebook. You simply upload your book as a Microsoft Word file formatted to our specifications, and then we instantly convert it into 9 different ebook formats and then post it online available for immediate sale.
Yeah.
And the author makes 85% of the net of whatever we sell.
And putting the book up costs nothing, right?
Costs nothing. We don't charge anything for any of our services.
But when a book is sold, you take 15%.
Exactly.
It's a heck of a deal.
And then we also take your book and distribute it to major online retailers. In the last four months, we've announced distribution deals with Barnes & Noble, Sony, Amazon.
Wow.
And more coming.
We're in the process right now, Mark, of getting our books ready for you, my two books. And we already had them in electronics version, but that was PDF. We already had them in the publishing formats to go to our printer to sell them in the traditional book. And you know what, Mark? We're going to keep publishing books traditionally. We're going to keep making books available for people to hold in their hand.
And well, I think that's smart. You know, still, even though ebooks are the fastest growing segment of the book publishing industry today, they still only account for about 5% of overall sales. So it's really important for every author to continue to publish in print.
But what you're doing is you're tapping into your method is not just electronic. You've recognized that there are all these platforms, all these different formats. Right, like I have a new smartphone. It's a Droid. It's a
HTC. Yes.
It's a great phone, and I've got the Droid software. So it's not an iPhone, but you've recognized that each one of these phones, different platforms, different formats, they require a different structure to be able to scroll through and use them effectively, and that's why the Word file, right?
Yes, definitely. By providing us a Word file, we're able to convert it into all of these different formats that work across the different platforms. So one of the most popular, important formats is a format called EPUB.
Yeah.
And that's what allows us to get on the iPhone and on the Droid.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, for your phone, for Android phones, and I'm really excited about the Android platform. I think it's going to be really big.
It is very exciting.
There's a free ebook reading app that you can download called Aldiko, A-L-D-I-K-O. You can download that app, and all Smashwords books are available in that app.
Wow.
For immediate, instant sampling.
How about that?
And purchase.
How about that? Now, have you thought about, do you incorporate multimedia in these? Because, like, my Droid will play MP3s. For example, my show, which is available online over MP3 format, is, streaming format, will play that.
Currently, we don't. We're still, I think, in the first generation of the ebook revolution. So, most ebooks today are a digital facsimile of the text. Most ebooks are still static.
Mm-hmm.
Ebooks support hyperlinks, so you can link out to other content.
That's what I was going to ask you. So you can do that then. So if I reference an article in the book, you can link to that article.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
We can link to the article, or if you want to link to a music file, you could potentially do that.
Right.
Several of the formats support that. There's a big debate going on in publishing, you know, how far should we take the book? Should we turn it into a multimedia
thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of folks say, no, that doesn't really make sense.
Because
the
file would be too big.
Well, yes, the file might be larger, but there are other issues as well. And, you know, you really have to break down the different types of books that are published.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at fiction, which accounts for probably 70% of all book sales through, you know, traditional retailers.
Right.
Fiction, the story takes place in the reader's mind.
Right.
So it's kind of a dicey situation to introduce multimedia.
But a business book like mine and the people who are on my show, many of them are authors, that might be a little different.
Definitely. I think the most interesting application for these enhanced e-books will be with nonfiction.
Yeah, I agree with that. But here's the thing. Here's what you just got through saying. You just got through saying not either or, both and.
Right.
And isn't that what electronic is all about?
Right. It opens up opportunities.
Yeah. And so the customer, so the bottom line, as I said earlier, what does the customer want? What makes it easy for the customer? Mark, we're entering the age of the customer. This customers have total control over the relationship, and what you're doing is giving them more of that control, and they're going to like it, and they're going to migrate toward it, and that's the reason why you're being so successful. Give us the website one more time, quickly.
www.smashwords.com.
Will you come back another day?
Definitely.
Let's keep us updated on how things are going. Mark Coker, ladies and gentlemen, smashwords.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.